Over the past 3 weeks, we've been looking at various aspects of what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. And we'll continue that reflection this week and during the coming weeks before Thanksgiving. The teaching in the gospel today is really very practical. What the scribe is asking of Jesus is, how do I organize my life? How do I make decisions? What are the principles that lead me to say yes or to say no? Which commandment is the first? He's not talking about what you and I would know as the Ten Commandments. He's talking about the 613 commandments of the people of Israel. 365 of those commandments were negative, thou shalt not. 248 of those commandments were positive, thou shalt. He says to him, to Jesus, of those 613 commands, which comes first? Which is most important? It was a question that was asked of many of the rabbis of the time. Which is the first commandment? How do I orchestrate my religious life and all those other obligations? What the scribe faced was what you and I face every day. We have got just so much time, we've got just so much energy, we've got just so much financial resource. How do we use that time, that energy, and that resource? And what we know is that if we do not have a plan, if we're scattered, if we just respond to every whim that comes along, our lives begin to fall apart. We can't do it all, even if we might want. We have to say yes, and we have to say no. But what's the basis of saying yes and saying no? How do I decide what's important and what's not important? Well, we do that hundreds of times in the course of a week, and we do that in a whole variety of ways. I do that every morning when the mail arrives. If it's got a first-class stamp, it goes to the left side of the desk. Anything less than a first-class stamp gets filed in the wastebasket. I decide what's important and what's not important. And we do that in so many ways. Because if we didn't, we'd be inundated and we would have our lives scattered. Well, Jesus says, what's important is good. What's unimportant is good to know. But there's something that needs to be known above that. I'm not interested in what's important and what's not important. I'm interested in that which makes the difference. I'm interested in that which transforms your life. And so he says, the first commandment is simply this. If you are to be my disciple, You must love the Lord God with all you've got, mind and heart and soul and strength. And the way you're going to demonstrate that, the way you're going to show that, the way you're going to give flesh and blood to that, is you're going to love your neighbor. And that's what is at the center of it all. So he says, in effect, to the scribe, when you have to make a decision as to how you spend your energy, as to how you spend your time, as to how you dispose of your resource, if you need a yardstick to measure that decision, then what I tell you is, use this yardstick. How does this decision reflect my commitment and my love of God played out in the service of my neighbor? And if it does that, then say yes. And if it doesn't do that, then say no. And Jesus tells the scribe, if you can do that, you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. Well, what I would ask of all of us is, this week, that we look at our lives. You know, the best way to look at your life is to look at your calendar and to look at your checkbook. Says how I spend my time and how I spend my money. None of us has all the time we want. None of us has all the money we want. We all have to make choices. How do those choices reflect my love of God present in my love of my neighbor? And I would invite you to just take a little bit of time this week, just to sit quietly and to do that self-examination. All of us struggle with that. There is no one here who's got it down. We all wrestle with it. And that's what's important, that we're willing to wrestle with it. It's important that we're willing to take it seriously enough to go over and over and over again the challenging words of Jesus and apply them to our lives. Well, this morning we're going to invite a young child into the community of faith through the sacrament of baptism. And in that sacrament, she is going to be touched by the presence of the living God. She's going to be drawn into the very life of Christ. Now, she needs to live that life. She needs to learn what it is to love the Lord God with mind and heart and soul and strength, and to love her neighbor as herself. She needs to do that. And by the time she's 20 years old, you will have told her a million things. Right? And every single one of them will have gone in this year, and they'll come out this year. And they won't stop. Correct? It happened to you, didn't it? Yeah, sure. It's important to say what the truth is, but it's far more important to do the truth, to live the truth. So if Hannah is going to learn what it is to love the Lord God with mind and heart and soul and strength, and to love her neighbor as herself, she's going to learn it not principally because we tell her that, but because we show it to her. So if family and friends and community are willing to give her that example, I invite you now to join me as we renew our own baptism. We profess our faith in Jesus Christ. For this is the faith into which Hannah is about to be baptized. And so I ask you, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, was raised to life on the third day, and is seated at the right hand of God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? Amen.